But first, California may make its unofficial dispute with the federal government on immigration a lot closer to official. That state's Senate Bill 54 would move California in the direction of being a so-called sanctuary state. It would prohibit state and local law enforcement agencies from using their officers and jails to assist federal authorities in enforcing national immigration laws. The Senate has approved the bill, but the Assembly may not. We're going to talk more about California's proposed legislation as part of our regular check-in with the editorial board at the Arizona Republic. It's a segment where we talk about the big issues facing the state and the region, featured in the newspaper's Viewpoints section. Phil Boas, director of the Republic's editorial department, is with me. Phil, what exactly would SB 54 do?
This is California's reaction to the Trump executive orders on immigration. And one of those executive orders was proposing to strip federal funding from sanctuary cities. And so as a reaction to that, California, one of the Democrats in the state Senate, who also happens to be the Senate President pro tem, introduced a bill that would essentially turn the state of California into a sanctuary state. And what that means is it would basically give California the ability to its law enforcement to not cooperate with immigration enforcement at the local level and at the state level as well, and also on university campuses and schools.
This seems like a pretty heavy-duty risk for California to be challenging the administration in this way. What are your thoughts about this approach?
We're looking at it, and we're beginning to ask the question, you know, if this passes, in April, it got through the Senate in California, and it just got out of the Judiciary Committee in the Assembly last Wednesday. And if it gets passage, what is it going to mean? Does it mean that this will begin to normalize sanctuary cities in America? Or does it mean that California is radicalizing, I mean, as a state? And California is quite different than the rest of the country because it is so overwhelmingly run by Democrats. So the Democrats run everything, the Assembly, the Senate, they have the governorship, the state offices. So it's quite different than the United States that just elected Donald Trump.
Local law enforcement has taken action at various times. How important is some kind of collaboration on this issue, though, when we're talking about especially dangerous undocumented immigrants?
Well, it's been interesting to listen to the reaction of California law enforcement, especially the sheriff's offices, because by and large, they're strongly opposed to this measure because they believe that it's going to create acrimony between them and federal law enforcement authorities, and that they're going to lose enormous contracts, big federal contracts that they have. They'll lose the ability to team with federal immigration enforcement officials and things like that. And so they're basically telling the state, look, if this passes and gets through and we're releasing violent criminals in your neighborhoods, guess who they're going to blame? They're going to blame us, the sheriffs.
So. California has an interesting history with immigration. I think back to when I lived in California for a while when Governor Pete Wilson was there, and he took a lot of flack for a particular proposition at the time. Is this just part of a cycle of California, as you said, basically being run by Democrats right now, or is there something else going on here?
Well, you have to ask the question, is this the Pete Wilson moment for Democrats? Are they overreaching here? Because Pete Wilson was the Republican governor of California from 1991 to 99. Mm-hmm. And in 94, there was a ballot initiative, and it was Prop 187, more draconian than our SB 1070 here in Arizona, far more. It would deny the resources of health care and the public schools and other social services to illegal immigrants. And Pete Wilson closely aligned with that, and a number of Democrats did as well at the time. Okay, but the reaction was so strong eventually against it that it turned politics in California so that Republicans don't win offices in California the way they once did.
You mentioned California is basically run by Democrats, as Arizona is basically run by Republicans. But how closely should Arizona be watching this kind of thing? Not that Arizona is going to try to become a sanctuary state. I don't mean that. But the conflict between, let's say, the city of Phoenix and the city of Tucson versus the state in some greater sense.
It will be interesting to Arizonans, I mean, to see what happens if California is able to pass that through. you always have to watch California. They do big things. But this might be overstepping, even on the left, a recognition, a growing recognition that the Democrats might have gone a bridge too far on immigration. There's a piece in Atlantic Monthly written by a liberal editor, he used to be the editor of the New Republic, which is a policy magazine. And he is basically saying, you know, that the Democrats sort of lost their way on immigration because they don't, you know, they want to protect illegal immigrants, but they don't demand anything on the assimilation side.
Phil Boas of the Arizona Republic. Thank you, Phil.
Thanks.